So, heat rate call options, I mean, have been around pretty much, I think, since power markets started deregulating in the late 90s, early 2000s, and you had the creation of independent system operators in different markets around the country. That the creation of independent system operators enabled the publishing of hourly prices for power that was available to the entire market. Now, if you own a power plant, and it is a merchant power plant, a gas-fired power plant, the best way to turn that into what resembles somewhat of a bond is to find a physical toll with a creditworthy off-taker. That physical toll, basically, you turn over operation of your plant in exchange for a fixed lease payment. Physical tolls, though, are pretty complicated. You have to, it could be pretty messy turning over, you know, your gas transportation rights, your positioning of the physical megawatt hours into the ISO, and the operation of the plant. So a heat rate call option is meant to mimic the economics of a physical toll without going through the physical complexities of a toll. So that opens up the universe of potential hedge counterparties, specifically enabling banks like ourselves to more easily participate in providing commodity risk management solutions to power plants, and drives probably better pricing for owners of generation as well. They're able to switch more easily between counterparties too. So a heat rate call option, we execute them under ISDAs. I don't think I've ever done one under an EEI before. First one that that I did was probably 2007, and I remember using a pretty worn white paper with an Enron logo on it as my guide. I think it was probably entitled something like "Heat Rate Call Options Are Hot!" exclamation point. What we were doing at the time for the deal that I first worked on is, a financial sponsor was looking to acquire a portfolio of operating gas-fired power projects in the East. And in order to get the quantum of debt that they wanted to raise to facilitate that purchase, they needed to put on heat rate call options. They needed to lock the expected energy margin of those projects for about 7 years. So we put those into place at that time. What a heat rate call option does, and actually I think it's kind of a misnomer to call them a heat rate call option. It's really an option on spark spread. And to kind of give you level set on the terms, spark spread is power price minus gas price times the plant heat rate. And we'll go into more specifics on the next slide. But if your power price is $30, your plant's heat rate is a 7. It takes 7 MMBTUs to make a megawatt hour of power, and the gas price is 3. Your cost to make that megawatt hour is $21 per megawatt hour. Compare that to the $30 power price, and you make $9 per megawatt hour of energy margin. The heat rate call option, when you execute the heat rate call option, the hedge provider agrees to pay a fixed premium for each month to receive the realized spark of that power project over the hedge term. So what you'll do is take a look back, typically, at where power prices, as published by the ISO, realized versus your gas daily prices in the market, and calculate how much energy margin that project that made for that month, and then compare that to the fixed premium that was owed and agreed to by the generator. Now, spark spread swaps have also been around a long time because a heat rate call option, like I said, is an option on spark spread. Anything you can do an option on, you can swap as well. But spark spread swaps were not all that prevalent back in the day because, if you looked back at that one of the slides that Tim put up of the gas-fired build-out in the late 90s, early 2000s, gas was kind of on the margin. It did not run around the clock or in a baseload fashion. The world has changed now, as Tim highlighted. But there's a significant amount of value associated with the plant's ability to turn on and off. And it's that's the option value associated with the plant. So if you enter into a heat rate call option, the hedge counterparty pays not only for what we call intrinsic value, which is if you look out at the forward curves for gas and power, the spread that you'd expect the project to make, but it also, the hedge provider pays for the extrinsic value or the option value, the ability to trade around that position as power and gas prices move, and then also the ability for the project to turn off and not settle the hedge if the price of power is below the cost of the to make the power. So as kind of the formula states here, it is the you settle on the maximum of the power price minus the gas price times the heat rate and zero. Now, back in about 2012, and I had to look this up to confirm the date, and I can't believe it's been so long, but you had the revenue put product created or executed for the first time that I'm aware of. And that was done here in Texas to finance the construction of Panda's Temple One project.